Hey everyone, welcome to Five More Minutes, the show where two friends relive their childhoods, or in some cases, learn about everything they missed out on. I'm K. Deasy.
And I'm S. Leasy.
Oh.
Sleazy. I guess that kind of works.
Did you think about the sleazy part before or after you said that?
After I heard it come out of my mouth, I was like, that doesn't quite sound what I wanted it to sound
but
like.
But you were going with your first and your last name thing. So like, I get the effort, you know?
Yeah. I had to think on my feet because I had no idea that you were going to do that.
Yeah. 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 I didn't know I was going to do it either. I decided like halfway through, I was like, I should do something stupid. But in the little mini-sode last week, I named myself K-Dub in the quiz I took. So I was like, let's just go on theme. K-D-Z, K-Dub.
K-Dub. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So yeah, Kendra had a nice little solo episode.
A mini-sode, as I referred mini-sode. To it multiple times.
Oh, and okay.
There is one part where I coughed in the middle of a word and I didn't know how to remove it. So I just left it. And then I was listening to it while I was driving and I was like, oh, that's kind of loud.
Blow out the speakers a little but, bit.
Oh well, I think I was talking differently because I was talking to myself, and so it was like almost more mumbly or like not as loud. And for some reason, I coughed a lot, and I had to cut them all out. And I was like, "What is wrong with me?
What the heck?" So yeah, go listen to that if you want to see what Call of Duty operator Kendra is. Yeah,
did you listen to it?
I haven't yet. Oh, it's on the list. Mm.
You should.
Yes, I will. It'll be a nice little jaunt.
Yeah.
But yeah, things got super busy, so good job on Kendra for keeping things rolling.
Tried to keep it wild, you know, mixed it up.
Yeah, work's been a little wild on my side, and we had just got back from our nerdy convention that we went to, so.
Yeah, it was I actually didn't even record it until Wednesday.
Nothing like those last minute recordings.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I can just do this on like Monday or whatever. Well, I had an idea of something that would be super easy for us to do, which we should still do at some point. I guess we could even do that for the two episodes from now. But then you were like, well, I can't record until late. And I was like, well, I want to go to bed.
Yeah.
So let's just not.
Yeah. But you missed out a little bit on our convention. It was pretty fun.
Well, I need to go to one that's not so anime focused because it would make zero sense to me.
I mean... Yeah, I guess.
Or I just need to spend the next year watching like all of the animes so that I could go next year.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you don't need to know a whole lot. It's a wide breadth, but you would probably do better.
More, yeah. And I really want to go to like Gen Con, but it's in like Indiana or something. But that's like
every time you say that, I think it's a convention about generators. No. Every time.
Or like, let's go to like a big one, like San Diego or New York City. Ian lives in Virginia. We could take the train. But like, you probably need to fly. It's still pretty far, but whatever.
Yeah, and that's a lot of and that's a lot of dollars. I think you're starting.
Well,
to
we talk. Can just save. Well, in like 3 years. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Let's go the year we turn 32. Let's save for 2 years, I think, because then it'll be the opposite, you know, of 23.
Oh, the anti-23. But no, it was a good time. All the siblings met up generally. All the brothers, as Kendra would probably say.
Except me, but all of the people who are more or less actually related were there, so.
Yeah, yeah. We had a fun time. We left here at 7:30 and we got there at 1:30 in the morning.
Nice.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And I guess I did tell you, but there was, on a previous trip we took in Cheyenne's car, we got a huge rock chip on the windshield.
Uh-huh. It was confusing. Fix, like, in the picture, it looked like a marker line.
I've never seen a crack like that. It was like a perfect crescent. So I don't know what caused it to do that, but we got it fixed. And then, so we literally got it fixed like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we were driving over to Portland, we got a big one,
mm-hmm.
a real big one. Like, we assessed the damage, even we're finding new parts this weekend, but this huge rock must have bounced off of the hood of her car and then hit the window. And it's like that big. It's huge.
That's intense, man.
It's rough. So that was not a great way to start it. And I don't know. Portland's just a little weird
mm-hmm.
right now with the pandemic stuff. And the hotel was insane. There were so many people there.
I feel like Portland's always a little weird.
Yeah. And when we got there, I was already not in the best mood. You know, I've been driving for like 5.5 hours. Mm-hmm. We get out and I'm like, screw it. We're just going to valet park because I don't want to go find a parking spot. And we had like tons of stuff to bring in. So I pull up and I go out and talk to the valet. And he's just like, oh, do you need valet? And I was like, well, I it doesn't matter. I can park myself. I just need to unload right here. Like, just let me unload my stuff and I can park it myself. So I don't have to pay the valet fee or whatever. And I was like, so can I get like one of those luggage carts, like the trolley? And he's like, oh yeah, they're right there. And he points like in the entrance. And so he's like, you want valet though? And I was like, is it included in the room? And he was like, yeah. I was like, okay, then sure. But in the meantime, he was just standing there. I said, okay. So I went into the entrance and I went and grabbed one of the trolleys and he followed me in there and he's like, you want trolley? I was like, yeah, I want a trolley. That's what I said. And then he's like, oh, well, I'll do it. It's my job. And I was like, but you're not doing it. Like, what are we doing here? I was so angry in like the first 30 seconds we were there. And then, yeah, so I was just starting to hand him all the crap out of the car, put on the luggage cart. And then we finally got it up to the room, which was nice because we had two rooms this year. So it was less insane. But man, that hotel.
There's still a lot of people per room. I feel like if I went, I would just pay for my own room.
Yeah, you could do that.
Or like, I don't know. There's just a lot of people. And I can't, I mean, I'm not like Jackie, like who really can't sleep when there's noises, but I don't know.
Yeah. There was still, I mean, most was two per bed. I mean, it's not like you should have seen some of the hotels we were at where there was like six of us in one room. That was crazy.
Yeah.
No bueno. So it was a good time.
Sometime I'll go to a convention. I mean, I was going to go to Emerald City Comic Con, but then COVID. So
true.
But I still have my stuff, my cup and my reusable grocery bag, which has been coming in handy lately.
Yeah, we're actually starting to reuse those now that you have to pay for bags.
Yeah. I fit as much stuff as I can into the two good ones that I have, but I should probably get some better ones.
Yeah. I should have grabbed my sweet swords I made for the convention, but one day we dressed up as Demon Slayer, so I figured that'd be what we talked about today. Follow up on it a little bit. And you've watched a few episodes since our episode.
Yeah, but only like five of them, because then we started watching Squid Games, and so I haven't gone back and watched it. Nice. And I've started a bunch of stuff that I haven't finished again. And I just remembered that I never finished watching Queen's Gambit. I started that a year ago. I never finished The Last Kingdom. Wow. I've started watching the newest season of The Flash and I haven't finished it. I've watched two episodes of Midnight Mass. These are all recent though, within the past month, the last two. So like Flash and Midnight Mass. But yeah. We did finish Squid Game, but I wasn't watching that by myself. So it took a while, like longer than it. Like I probably would have actually watched that and finished it in like a day or two if I was just watching it like myself, because I was like, it was really bothering me that it was taking so long to watch it. And then Demon Slayer, we started, we didn't finish. And
do you remember where you got to in Demon Slayer?
Yeah, just not that far. It was like episode 4 or 5, and it was after the Wisteria Forest. And he goes to this town where there's been a bunch of like teenage girls that are disappearing. And
oh, perfect.
He fights it. Yeah, I mean, I pretty much got to like where we stopped at.
Nice. So, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Was there anything else I was going to say?
Other things you were watching and not finished.
Yeah, I feel like there was another one I started watching that I didn't finish yet. And I'm like behind on all my podcasts. I'm just behind on like everything because I apparently don't take days off and all I do is work on stuff. So.
And now you got to move.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. And I really want to get another PlayStation 5 game, but I feel like I should play the games I bought for my PlayStation 4 first.
It's a dangerous game, you know. You start getting a lot of games collected.
Well, I don't have that many. And a lot of the ones, like, was Destiny free? I don't think I paid for that.
I think it was, yeah.
And, like, I downloaded Final Fantasy VII for free.
Mm-hmm.
Skyrim was only like $15 when I bought it. Like, I haven't spent a lot of money on games, but like I want to actually like buy one and play one, but I don't even have enough time to listen to all my I'm so far behind on all my podcasts, like, but I guess then when it's like winter break or whatever, I'll have stuff to listen to, but because I can't do school stuff, like I can't grade and listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I don't really retain anything.
Yeah.
We can jump back into a little bit of Demon Slayer here. We'll see how far we get through the story, but actually, like, right where you stopped watching is kind of right where we ended off.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I know all of this stuff that's going to happen.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's good or bad, if I'm spoiling it for you or not, but...
it's probably a little bit of both, but it's fine.
Okay. I guess you'll have less questions when you watch it. Because then I don't have to,
like, fully pay attention, and I can still watch it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So just as a quick recap, yeah, he had just... Our main character, Tanjiro, has just made it through the Demon Slayer final selection. He just got his new sword and he got all healed up after being in there for 7 days. Mm-hmm. Everybody's all happy. Yay, yay. Mm-hmm. He gets his sword. Mm-hmm. Do you remember black. What color? Yeah, it turns black.
Mm-hmm.
And it was implied that black blade wielders do not survive as long as others.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't really care.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and then at this point, Uro Kodai, his little mentor dude, he gave Tanjiro the nice little wooden box to carry Nezuko around in.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wanting to know, apparently it was made with cloud mist pine, which is very light wood and increases the durability so that it won't be so heavy on his back.
Cloud mist?
That's what it says.
Is that like when a cloud farts?
Or maybe when he coughs. I don't know how much mist comes out of a fart. But
yeah, I've never measured the moisture in the air, so I'm not sure.
You'll have to add it to your list, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So now Tanjiro gets his first mission. Yay! So him and Nezuko decide to head out to the city, like you mentioned. And he gets to the city. And like you said, young girls are disappearing mysteriously. And it is his job to find out what is going on, if it's a demon, what kind of shady shenanigans are happening.
The double S's.
So he starts to look around. And I did put some slides in there. The first two are just recaps of what happened. And then three is the first guy that he runs into that has any useful information in this town. I guess his name is Kazumi. And he starts talking to him, and Kazumi tells Tanjiro, I was just walking around at night with my girlfriend, and then she just disappeared out of nowhere. And so that is a little suspicious to him, and he starts looking into things.
Don't people like not believe him too or something?
Yeah, so it's kind of a weird having this anime, you know, Demon Slayer, when normal people don't really believe in demons. So a lot of it's going on in the background. So you have all these like weird, boisterous Demon Slayer characters that probably seem like lunatics to all these normal people. But yeah, he doesn't believe him. He says, okay, hey, it's getting dark. Let's not go search. And Tanjiro's like, what are you talking about? I'm going to search at night. That's when they're all out. So he goes out. He can't afford to rest right now.
No one ever can.
Yep. And so he's wandering around the city in the dark, and he catches a scent with his super sniffer of his.
Mm-hmm.
And it smells like a demon. Gotta go get him. And
spoken
so,
like a true southerner.
Yeah. Gotta go get them demons here. And he leaves Kazumi behind and says, okay, I'm gonna go wander around. You stay here. Do whatever you gotta do. And at that point, Kazumi's like, oh, maybe he is actually a demon slayer. Maybe he's right. Little does he know. And then Tanjiro goes and, in fact, finds evidence of a demon. And he finally gets to the source after he does all of his crazy parkour, and he's hopping on roofs. He's going all over the city trying to find out what the heck's going on. And he picks up a demon and a female human scent. So hopefully he's finding a girl that's still alive.
He's like a police canine.
He is. He is like a, he's like a pointed German shepherd, and he's going in for blood.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to where the scent is strongest of the demon. And then he finds like this weird little spot in the ground, basically. And it's referred to as the swamp. in all of the things that I've read. But he basically, he stabs his sword into the ground. He's like, I'm going to find it or something. And he actually wounds a demon, and it's apparently in the ground in this like mucky little spot. And that's slide number four, is our fun looking demon. And I guess, have you seen this guy yet, or did you stop right before him?
No, I finished this episode, I think.
Okay, so you saw this weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a weird looking demon. He's got three horns. He's got red eyes. He's got weird long hair and veiny forehead. He's a good looking guy. Yeah, and so Tondro pulls him out, and he's like, okay, you know, I got beef with you. You're doing bad things. You're a demon. I must slay you because I'm a demon slayer. And apparently what's special about this demon particularly is that his weird little swamp that he's able to use is like one of his blood demon arts, which is unique techniques to demons that are stronger are able to do special things with their demon blood. So he begins to battle. They're having a merry old time. And it turns out there's actually three of these demons. This guy has managed to split himself into like three different personas, which is a little weird, but it causes problems because now they are outnumbered. Nezuko is able to help out, join the fray, and fight at least one of them at a time. And she does pretty good. And then Tondro lets himself get sucked down into the swamp because he thinks that's where all the girls are being taken.
Mm-hmm. I think I got a little confused during this part.
Yeah.
Because I think I like missed him going, or I don't really know. I think I might have like looked away at one point and then was like, wait, what?
Yeah. So he's fighting two copies of this demon, the ones that are down underground in this weird little swampy muck. And at one point, you know, the demon was like, oh, these girls, I have a collection of all their belongings. He has like the hair bows and stuff like that of all these girls, and, you know, it's leading like you to trophies. Believe that, yeah, they've all been killed, unfortunately. So Tondro fights them down there. He's able to use his water breathing. And I thought it was funny because it noted exactly what forms he used. He used fifth form. Blessed rain after the drought was form number five. And then he switched to water breathing, eighth form, waterfall basin. And he manages to hit all three, but they were not fatal. And he cut off the arms of the dude. And then they jump back up, and you know, that's just, it's kind of one of those, oh no, he hurt him. Oh no, he didn't. He's fine. And then they keep kind of fighting off and on like that. But eventually he's able to destroy two of the copies. And then him and Nezuko confront the last one, and he cuts his arms off, and he's basically sitting there useless. And that is the fifth slide I have, is just, they're beating up on the dude, and then he cuts his arms off, and he's like,
you know, that guy in Monty Python isn't useless when his legs or arms get cut off.
That's true. Legs. It's just a flesh wound.
Mm-hmm.
Come at me.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he was kind of useless when he didn't have arms or legs. Yeah.
But he was like, I'll bite your leg off.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Maybe this guy would also bite his leg off.
Mm-hmm. Or use his little horns.
Give him a little headbutt. Uh-huh. A little stabby stab.
Oh, yeah.
So now he's got him arms cut off. He's down in the alley. He's like, tell me what I want to know. And he confronts the demon about the big bad evil demon, who you might remember. His name is Muzan Kibutsuji.
Wait.
So.
Whose name?
Like the big evil originator demon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Kibutsuji.
Yeah.
Kibutsuji. Kibut. What?
Exactly.
What is it?
Muzan.
Muzan. Kibutsuji. Like Muzan.
Yeah.
Move on. Kibut.
Kibutsuji.
Kibutsuji. Muzan. Kibutsuji.
Right. Close enough. Okay, so he's confronting this demon, but as soon as Tondro brings up Muzan's name, this demon gets all like scared, cowardly. So just mentioning the dude's name is enough to sound send these guys into a little tizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it tries to defend its actions, being like, you know, I'm a demon. This is what we do. He was killing girls so they wouldn't get old and they wouldn't taste bad. So by picking them up in their prime, he was saving them in his eyes. And then Tanjiro being all like hardcore and stuff cuts out his tongue. And then he's like, then he just like, tell me about Muzan. And then he cowers and trembles and he says he can't say anything. And then once Tanjiro sees he's not getting anything from this guy, he ends it. He takes him out in a nice-ish way, I guess. But anyway, that was his first mission and it's successful. So he was able to get the demon. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to save Kazumi's girlfriend. She's already gone, but he was nice enough to steal the hair bow back out of the demon's clothes and give it back to him as a keepsake.
This is a really weird that this is what this made me think of. And I'm going to like take a little get off the tracks a little bit here.
Okay.
But in high school, I read this book that I borrowed from like JJ's mom. I've probably talked about this before. Because I don't remember what the book title is and it bothers me. And I've been trying to look it up for like, I probably read it in the middle or beginning of high school. So I've probably been trying to remember what it is for like at least 12 years. I remember what the cover looked like. It had this like blue vampire face on it. And it was like up close. And it was like, you know, like a vampire face.
Okay.
But in this book, this vampire like lives in sewer systems and he like comes out of like rest stop bathrooms and stuff and kills people. That's the only part of the book I remember. And I read the whole thing. It was just like your normal paperback, you know, like.
Is it like set in modern day?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it like was a little bit older and it like took place in like the 80s or something. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but I don't know who wrote it. I don't remember the title. I just remember what the cover looked like and that there was a vampire living in sewers. And so for some reason, because this demon guy has a little bit of a blue tint and kept coming up out of the ground, it just kept reminding me of that.
Okay.
Because I think the vampire, well, no, I'm making that part up. I was trying to figure out if it was like targeting women, but that would be weird. But I literally, it bothers me. And probably like once a year, I try to like look up what this book is. And I'll search like book covers with blue vampire faces.
That's pretty funny. And I
like, cannot find it. It's just like the Vampire Diaries. I'm like, no.
It's not the Vampire Diaries. Yeah. Wow. Well, if anyone knows what that book is, let us know.
I should like message her and be like, do you have this book still?
And she'll be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. And I'll be like, oh, all right. I borrowed it from your house, but okay.
Yeah. No kidding. Wow. Well, that's fun. We'll have to figure that out someday. Mm-hmm.
If I ever do figure it out, I'm gonna buy you a copy.
Okay. I guess I'll have to read it.
Maybe I'll try to get it by Christmas and it can be your present.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. So back on track a little bit. Tanjiro, yay, they win and they do the good, you know. He's done good things. And now they move on to the next city, which is Asakusa.
Asakusa.
Mm-hmm. And this is for his second mission, his second official mission with the Demon Corps. The big city of Tokyo. And it's obviously very new to a little country bumpkin like Tanjiro. So.
A country bumpkin?
Right. I mean, this guy, his main income was selling coal on the mountain. Do you think he's ever seen a city before?
Well, the word bumpkin is
pretty cool.
Funny. And I don't did you make that word up or like what?
No, that's a word.
Okay.
Here, hold on. This is an episode of Sidetrack. But a bumpkin, an unsophisticated or socially awkward person from the countryside.
So me.
Yeah. If you want to put it that way, sure.
See, I'm looking up book with blue vampire covers and they're all like,
oh God,
either young adult lit or like sex vampire books.
Yeah, you know the kind. I can see the cover in my head.
What I'm assuming is a sex vampire book.
Yeah, that's probably a good guess.
Yeah.
So Tanjiro, big city, Asakusa,
big Tokyo. City, bumpkin boy.
Bumpkin boy. And early on, they're kind of wandering the city, getting a lay of the land. He stops to get like a little bit of food. And it's at night, so Nezuko is able to walk around with him. But she ends up falling asleep because she's tired from the previous fight. So they take a break. While she is snoozing, he picks up a very familiar scent with his super schnoz. And he can smell it in the city. It's not a good scent memory, but he frantically rushes into the crowded streets. And he believes that he can smell Muzan. And he recognizes the scent from his house where all of his family was killed. So he's in a frantic state of mind right now. And he's running through city streets following this scent. And he does indeed find a gentleman in the city who he believes is Muzan, who is slide number 6. So get a nice little gander of what folks call the Michael Jackson of Demon Slayer.
All right. I can see it.
You can see it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But besides his eyes, he's a pretty normal looking dude. It is noted that he has a family here with him. He has a wife. He has kids. And he appears to the normal person to just be minding his own business in the city.
Mm-hmm. But?
But Tanjiro is so sure that it is him that he confronts him and basically says, you know, I know who you are. I know what you've done. But then he catches the eyes of the little daughter and he's like, oh no, I can't obviously, you know, instigate things right here in the middle of a city street with this dude's family. But he also can't comprehend how a demon would be playing house with an actual family here.
Mm-hmm.
He can't figure it out. But while he's confronting him, Muzan pulls this slick little move where he, gives a finger right to a guy that's passing by, like pokes him in the neck with his fingernail.
Mm-hmm.
And he turns him into a demon right there to create a distraction. So this random dude that was just minding his own damn business walking the street is now turned into a demon.
Wow, and he tries it quick.
Yeah, very quick. And he tries attacking people around him. So Tanjiro has to turn his attention to this demon that's wreaking havoc. He's able to grab the demon, pin him down in the streets, and basically stop him from attacking anyone at the moment. But, you know, the demon's like a crazed bloodhound. It's going crazy. It's trying to bite everything. You know, he's basically got to try to put a muzzle on this bitch. And then Muzan is able to casually walk away with his loving human family. And then Tanjiro basically shouts at him as he leaves. He's like, I will find you. I will kill you. You know, he does the whole taken Liam Neeson thing to him.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. So he let him know. And as Muzan was walking away, something about Tanjiro's earrings sparks a memory in him that makes him angry.
Okay. So
it's a little bit of foreshadowing for the future, but you'll remember Tanjiro has his very specific Hanafuda earrings.
Mm-hmm.
That his father also wore and many people in his family wore.
Okay.
Yep. So now that Tanjiro is pinning this demon and trying to keep it from doing bad things, the cops don't know what's going on. The cops swarm him. They're like, hey, what the heck are you doing to that guy? And they think Tanjiro is the problem here. So they start to try to pry him up, kind of beat him up with nightsticks, all that fun stuff. And then all of a sudden, the air, it turns flowery and pretty and psychedelic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Sure, and I experience that daily.
Yeah, you know, just your normal Tuesday happens right now.
Mm-hmm.
And two apparent demons approach Tanjiro in the streets. And that is slide number 6.
You mean 7?
Yes. Number 7. So see the psychedelic flowers everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
This is what's going on,
it's
all around
like,
them.
It's like in across the universe.
I'll take your word for it, but yes.
Yeah, I still don't know how you haven't watched that, but
I've very skillfully avoided it.
It's really good, and it's got Jim Sturgess in it.
Right. Maybe someday. So these two demons, Yushiro is the one on the left, the dude. He's got the kind of silvery black hair.
He's like a Backstreet Boy demon.
He's a Backstreet Boy demon. He's got that brooding face on.
Mm-hmm. And well, and the hair, like the frosted tips, but it's all flat, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then this lady demon is known as Lady Tamayo.
Okay.
And she reveals herself to be a demon doctor who treats patients.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they were impressed with Tanjiro's willingness to save this random demon in the streets instead of killing him.
Mm-hmm.
So they approach him to capture the demon and bring him back to their little hospital place to treat him.
Okay.
Yep. So kind of a weird scenario because these two are demons, but they are open to helping humans as long as they see, you know, you're a kind person. You're not overly cruel just to kill demons to kill demons. Tanjiro still sees them as humans, as evidenced, you know, by his sister.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a little different. So they agree to let him kind of in their circle.
Mm-hmm. I always wanted a demon to let me into their circle.
Right? Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, yeah.
Learn all the secrets. So they bring him in and Nezuko as well. Kind of this little hidden place in the city. It's like hidden by illusions and stuff. So they're able to like walk through an apparent dead end wall and go into this facility.
It's like platform 9 3/4?
Pretty much exactly like that. Yep. Just with a typical wooden wall, they just go right through it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So they treat the demon and then they kind of clue Tanjiro in to, you know, who they are, what's going on. She helps people. They reveal that they kind of survive on blood donations from medical facilities and, you know, normal chill ways to be a demon instead of murdering people and eating them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then they also get clued into Tanjiro's situation. Hey, my sister is a demon. She's not like normal demons. I'm trying to get her turned back. And they say, okay, well, it could be possible. She's familiar with demon blood, so she might be able to help out. But she says that the blood that they would need to be from extremely powerful demons. Because the more so powerful...
someone like Muzan Kabutsuchu. Kabutsuchi.
Right. So the closer they can get to his pure blood, the better chance they have. And by definition, the stronger a demon is that he has created, the more of his blood he has given them. So the stronger ones theoretically would have more of his blood to sample.
Okay.
And he has kind of an elite core of the 12 Kizuki demons who are
Kizuki?
Upper, yeah, Kizuki.
Okay.
Who are upper and lower moons. So there are lower moons 6, which are 7 through 12.
Why are they moons?
They just are. I don't know. I don't make the rules.
Oh.
And then you have upper moons 6, which are 1 through 6.
Okay.
So 1 through 6 are obviously more powerful than 7 through 12.
Mm-hmm.
And you will know that they are one of the Kizuki because their number will be etched in their eyeball.
Okay.
Yeah. That's for future.
Really weird.
A little bit. Makes organization a little nice, I guess.
Mm, sure, yeah.
Yeah. And of course, while they're having their jolly little chat and catching up, two demons are able to track them down and find them after Muzan sent them after.
Wow, this guy's just like the mafia.
Pretty much, yeah. He can make henchmen whenever he wants. He has plenty of henchmen to send around. He's got a fedora. I mean, I don't know what else you want.
I should have kept that going. I guess I would have been a mafia guy.
Yeah, could have had your nice little white fedora to match.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Can't believe I got rid of it.
Yeah. So two demons approach their house, and they obviously want to kill Tanjiro because he basically, Muzan told them, hey, go kill this guy with these earrings. And it is alluded to that Lady Tamayo used to be close to Kibutsuji. So there is a grudge there as well. So slide number 8 are these two fun little demons that are hunting them down now.
Okay.
Yeah. The one on the left, if I get this right, is Yahaba.
Mm-hmm.
And the one on the right is Susamaru.
Susamaru.
Yep.
All right.
So they begin to fight. They're like, and Tanjiro takes the one on the left, who is in the writing is known as the arrow demon.
Okay. Why?
You will find out.
Okay.
And then Nezuko and Yashiro are going to fight the girl who they call the Tamari demon.
Okay.
So Tanjiro is fighting Yahaba, and you can see slide number 9. He's got these slick little eyeballs in his hands.
Oh, that's like the Eyes of 9 in Critical Role Campaign 2. Uh-huh.
Do they have...
They have eyeballs that pop up all over them because of the. It's hard to explain, but they have a bunch of eyeballs.
Okay. Bunch of eyeballs. So mm-hmm. What's special about this guy is his blood demon art allows him to control like these force vectors, which are kind of what the arrows are alluding to.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So he's able to like send out all of these arrows that are invisible to the naked eye and like manipulate items or people. So he is able to like, if he hits Tanjiro with one of these arrows, he like sends him flying in the air in whatever direction he chooses, and it's, you know, crazy and wild.
All right.
Yep. And then slide number 10, the other folks, Nezuko and Yushiro, are dealing with this okay. demon. And apparently these balls are called Tamari balls. So that's
those veins though.
I know. She's ripped.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, when we were at the convention, we saw an amazing cosplayer of this, and they had all of the arms, and they were, like, pinned in, and then they were on strings, so anything they did with their normal arms, it would raise all of them. It was crazy.
Nice.
Yep. Shout out to whoever that was.
Shout him out.
And basically, she just freaking goes crazy with these balls and throws them.
Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't if you had all those at your disposal? And so Nezuko is trying to like play kickball with her, you know, trying to kick the balls back and like defend things. But she like gets her legs broken. She's like getting legs shot off. She's having a little rough time, but they're doing their best. And so Tanjiro's fighting Arrow Demon. He's able to get a little paper spell that allows him to see the arrows, which he couldn't before. Yushiro gives it to him. So that helps him a little bit. He's able to use his water breathing to kind of deflect the arrows and stop him. And eventually he is able to combine many forms of his water breathing consecutively back to back to kind of flow through and kill him. Luckily. So he chops his head off. But he is very worn down because he doesn't typically use forms consecutively like that. So it's a big toll on his body. And he's basically broken ribs, you know, that type of thing. He's like smashed to the ground. But he got him. And then they're having a problem with this other one that's throwing balls because she's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And Lady Tamayo is able to put down a spell that triggers Muzan's curse inside of her. This part was a little odd to me, but apparently she falls victim to this curse that's in his blood, and they're able to defeat her as well. So it was a little wild fight. That's obviously a very abbreviated version, but they like destroyed half of their dang house and facility. And Tondra was real beat to crap. But they succeed. And then they decide that, okay, well, our cover's blown here. We're going to have to relocate anyway. So everyone decides to leave. And the two demons offer to take Nezuko with them to allow Tanjiro to travel on his own if he wishes and to protect her. But they decide to stay together. So he's keeping Nezuko with him. Just fun fact. And then they decide to bid everyone farewell and they leave the city for the next assignment. So they're off. They survive and they get to move on to more fun times. And those characters will kind of become more important in the story later as well. So now our next fun little jaunt, we can probably get through one more little section for this episode.
All right.
Is known as the Suzumi Mansion arc.
Suzumi. And Suzumi is the ball girl.
Susamaru. You'll get there someday. So now Tanjiro's raven directs him to a new location, so he heads on his way. On his way, he meets Cheyenne's favorite character in Demon Slayer, who is slide number 11.
All right.
Little yellow boy. His name is Zenitsu Agatsuma.
Okay.
But
He got some, but
he is Zenitsu. And he is one of the survivors from the final selection with Tanjiro. Tanjiro recognizes him. And for some reason, instead of a raven, he got the little sparrow as his bird. And it's funny because the sparrow actually approaches Tanjiro and asks him to keep Zenitsu in line. He's like, hey, can you help me out? This guy's a little piece of shit. He won't do anything. So now that he's got a partner, Zenitsu goes with Tanjiro to their next location. He's heading to the same place that he is, basically. So they're kind of teaming up. And then on the way, they meet these two small children whose brother had been abducted and taken into this house that they run upon. And it sounds like bad things are going on here. There's the scent of blood, death on the inside of the mansion. So Tanjiro and Zenitsu both go in, but they are separated pretty quickly because the house is very confusing. And Zenitsu ends up with one of the children, so he has to try to protect them while there are demons running around. And there are at least a couple of demons that they can tell are in this house. So they have to proceed with caution. And on the way, Zenitsu discovers another young demon slayer who wears a boar hide as a mask. So a wild boar boy. And we'll get to him. But while he finds him, Tanjiro finds the main demon of the house. And it is slide number 12 is the main demon.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you think of him?
I feel like you should have cosplayed as that.
So those circles on him are actually drums that are embedded in his body. And it is revealed that he can manipulate the rooms of the house by hitting the drums. So like he hits a drum, the whole room rotates.
Okay.
So does crazy stuff in here, and that's his blood demon art, is he's able to control the interior of this house.
Okay.
And Tanjiro begins fighting with him, which is tough because, you know, obviously the room is spinning, things are going crazy. And he also runs into the boar head boy who is running through the house to try to help. And that slide 13 is our boar head boy. And his name is Inosuke.
Inosuke.
Yep. Okay. So him and Tanjiro are trying to fight against this demon. The boar Inosuke is not very cooperative with him and, you know, would rather just fight on his own. So they don't have good teamwork right now, which is unfortunate. And while they are doing this, Zenitsu runs into a demon with a long tongue, and he still has this child with him that he's trying to protect. And Zenitsu, basically the one thing you need to know about him is he's like a huge coward and he's scared all the time. So he's kind of a little pansy boy in these situations. And when he sees the demon, he faints. He passes out because he's so scared. And then while he is asleep, his body takes over and he fights while he is asleep. Is like the weird thing about Zenitsu. And he only has one technique, and it's thunder breathing. Thunderclap and flash is what they call it. But he's like only able to use this when he's asleep. So since he fainted, his body took over and he's able to use his technique to kill the demon. And then he wakes back up and he's like, whoa, what the heck happened? And this kid is like, you killed him. He's like, what? I don't, what are you talking about? So just kind of a weird little dynamic going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's able to take the kid out of the house. Okay, so Tanjiro is fighting against the main drum demon, is what I'm going to call him. Apparently, his name is Kyogai.
Kyogai?
Yeah.
Why not name him Bongo Guy?
Mongo Guy?
No, Bongo.
Oh, Bongo Guy.
Yeah.
Same yeah. thing. Fair enough. Fair enough. And Tanjiro is eventually able to figure out the patterns of how the room moves when he hits which drum on his body. And he is able to take him out. And during the fight, of course, Tanjiro is doing his normal Tanjiro things where he's being, you know, kind and considerate because there's this whole bunch of like poetry and art that apparently this demon has made that is floating around the room. And Tanjiro makes sure not to step on any of it, not to cut any of it, not to get any of it dirty. So he's respecting the art, if you will. And as he chops off his head, you know, demons have like a little bit of time before they dissipate. So Tanjiro even compliments the demon's cool blood demon art that it was using, saying, you know, it was very unique and powerful. And Kyogai, the drum demon, dies in peace, knowing that his talents, both as an artist and as a demon, were acknowledged by somebody. How about that?
How about that?
And now that they've killed the demon, the house kind of returns to normal. It's not shifting around anymore. And then everyone's able to regroup outside. But as Tanjiro gets outside, he finds poor little Zenitsu hunched over Nezuko's box. And he is beaten and bloody for some reason.
Wait, what?
So little Zenitsu is like holding onto the box, protecting the box, and he's beat to crap.
Oh, yep. So someone beat him.
Someone beat him up.
Oh, crap.
And it turns out it's our little boar friend Inosuke beat the crap out of him because he knows there's a demon in that box that he wants to kill.
Mm-hmm. Which one was holding the box?
Zenitsu, little yellow boy.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yep. So he's protecting the box and Inosuke is trying to get at him to kill the demon that's inside of it. And Tanjiro sees this and of course he gets very defensive and him and Inosuke get into a fight right there, like a barehanded brawl, basically.
A boar-handed brawl.
And the whole reason that Zenitsu had protected the box is because earlier, Tanjiro had mentioned that the box was more precious than his own life, and he wanted to make sure that it stayed that way. So, good on him for that.
Yeah.
And so while they get into this crazy bare-knuckle brawl, and it ultimately ends with Tanjiro giving the boar a concussion with his rock hard head. He basically gives him a headbutt.
Nice.
And he ends it. And this kind of placates Inosuke, makes him be quiet. And actually, I'm going to pull a quick picture of Inosuke because he looks a lot different with his boar head off. So that will be slide 15. and you can see what he looks like after he gets a sweet headbutt to the face.
Oh, he's got a big red X.
Yeah, he's bleeding a little bit. So that's what he looks like without his boar head on. And he acknowledges Tanjiro's strength and, you know, basically lets the issue die for now. But it is apparent that they both know that there is a demon in this box now, so they have questions.
Mm-hmm.
The demon slayers, the three of them, are able to travel together. They're all kind of injured now, but, you know, they're chill for the moment. And the other children go their separate ways.
The other children?
You know, they met children when they came here. Their brother had been abducted in there.
Right.
So they go their separate ways now that they're safe. And the demon slayers continue on to the next Wisteria house, which, if you recall, is kind of like the sanctuary for demon slayers on the road, are these random Wisteria houses.
Mm-hmm. I didn't remember that, but...
Okay. They are known by their little Wisteria symbol, and basically they mean, you know, people here house demon slayers and protect them.
All right.
Yep. And while they're there, they're, you know, they're all chilling. They're kind of bunking together. And Tanjiro is able to show the others Nezuko is in the box. And while she's obviously a demon, he reveals to them, hey, this is my sister. She will not kill humans. You know, his normal spiel. And they are somewhat accepting of the truth. And Zenitsu, the little simp that he is, really, really likes Nezuko, thinks he's cute. So he's all for it.
Nice.
Yep. So this is kind of the beginning of the merry little trio here.
Like the Three Musketeers.
And they are kind of the Three Musketeers. This is their first meeting. But I think shortly after this, they are all tasked with the same mission to go and help out the Demon Slayer Corps that are approaching this large group of demons. But we will probably cover that in the next section.
Snap.
Yeah. So that's a lot of info again. Do you have any questions about what's going on here?
No.
No? Fair enough. Okay. I went a little easier on the questions this week.
Oh, okay.
Because I know we covered a lot of things in here.
And there's a lot of names.
There is a lot of names. So I'm only going to ask a couple names.
Great.
Yep. But first of all, if we're going back a little bit, what was special about the demon he fought in his first mission?
It split itself into three personas.
It did. That is an acceptable answer.
And it had a sewer, or not a sewer. I'm stuck on the sewer thing because
you are stuck on the sewer thing.
Yeah, it had a swamp that came out of the ground.
Very good.
And it had horns.
It did.
Yeah.
Good job. See? Mm-hmm. You remember things.
Oh, yeah.
And what can I ask? Okay. Man, it's kind of tough because a lot of the easy things to ask are the names. When Tanjiro gets to the Tokyo city.
Mm-hmm. Bosh kaposh.
Asakusa.
Oh, yeah.
So he meets the two demons, and you know, one's obviously a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Lady Doctor Demon Lady.
So what is the overall plan that they formulate to try and help Tanjiro?
They need blood from a strong demon with true demon blood.
Very good. I mean, that's close enough. They need blood from a strong demon.
Yeah.
That's basically it. And they allude to they're going to need a lot. So, like, multiple samples from different demons.
But, yeah, yeah. It's like Dexter. Like, how he keeps, like, a blood slide from each of his victims.
Yes.
But they need, like, a bag of blood from each victim.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So... what was the name of the first little yellow boy he encountered?
The one that Cheyenne likes?
Mm-hmm. I feel like he almost latched onto his last name more than
his first name.
Yeah, I read them both.
I don't remember.
Zenitsu.
Don't remember that.
At all? How many times did I say his name? That's such a weird name.
Zenitsu.
Yeah. So do you have any prayer of knowing the other one's name? That was the other question.
The boar guy?
Yeah.
Osaki.
Osaki.
Niyasaki.
Very good.
I don't remember.
Inosuke.
Oh, I mean, knew it had a Inosuke in it.
You had the syllables, right? You were just like mixing them all in order.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
What's Zenitsu's last name?
Agatsuma.
Oh, because he got his mom.
See, you remember that word. I literally said his last name one time, and you remember that better than his first name that I said probably like
five or six times. Yeah, it's like Ziti.
Ziti?
Like pasta.
Right, I guess. So that's four questions. I guess. Here, we'll softball last one. What was special about the last demon that they fought?
It had drums and it could turn rooms.
Yeah, pretty much. They could control the house.
I thought that was a trickery.
No. I already got you. I got you on the names. We don't need to make hard questions.
This is true.
So yeah, we'll look forward to the next Demon Slayer, but also shouts out because that is my cardigan as well is a Demon Slayer cardigan. Hmm. You probably don't even remember this character.
Where's the character at?
Well, you would have watched. He's been in an episode you watched now, like the first or second one.
The old guy?
No. You already forget.
I don't know what you're talking about, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I know. Here, I'll put a picture of him in the thingy too.
I actually really do have a good memory, just not about things like this. I feel like the listeners don't understand. I have like such an intense memory, but I can't remember stupid things. I mean, not that this is a stupid thing. Whatever, you get it.
There you go, slide number 15. It's my boy Giyu.
Oh, that does look familiar.
Yeah.
I've seen that. That's the first powerful guy.
Yeah, and he's the first one that runs into Nezuko as a demon.
Right.
So yeah, you'll have to continue watching. Maybe we can time it right and you'll just get to like every part that I explain.
Perhaps.
As we go.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll help you remember better.
Probably not.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, any new fun questions on Demon Slayer?
No, but I will just say I was really distracted during that because I got on that thing where I wanted to know what the book was called. And I was like Google image searching like blue vampire covers and I scrolled all the way until there were no more results left and I couldn't find it.
Wow.
The only thing I found that reminds me of it is the album artwork for Return of the Vampire by the band Mercyful Fate. Mm. It looks really similar to that. And I found a Reddit thread where it's called What's That Book? And I made a post in it. But I feel nice. Like no one's going to know. So.
Yeah, that's kind of an obscure question. I guess we'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. And that's also what we dressed up kind of as Demon Slayer one of our days over there. So thought it was a nice little tie together for, you know, after the convention, pick that back up. Good times.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, do we have anything else for this one? I have something to plug.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. I'm going to plug this place I like to get my coffee from. I don't think I've plugged it yet. It's called 1440 Coffee Roasters. Their website is 1440coffeeroasters.com. It's just a like a husband and wife in Oregon, in Tillamook, you know, the cheese capital, where they roast their own coffee beans. And it's like my favorite place to order coffee from. They always send stickers. They know I'm a repeat purchaser because they like recognize it. And they always send me like nice little like notes and stuff. And it's like my favorite coffee. And like, you know, I have a coffee thing. You know,
true. Is there a significance to 1440?
I don't know.
No. Oh. All right.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. We'll never know.
Yeah. You got anything, man?
No, I'll just plug. I mean, Portland was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Shout out City of Portland.
Oh yeah. Shout them out.
Good times. And as far as that's the first event I've been to where you actually needed to like have a vaccine card. And folks wore masks the whole time and it was actually pretty civil overall. So,
well, I feel like if you have to have your vaccine card, you're the type of person that wears masks.
True. But I was just kind of wondering if that was going to be any weird stuff there.
Yeah.
But they managed.
I have a picture of mine on my phone because I needed it for the football game. No one was wearing masks. You were technically supposed to, but it's outside.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, eh. Like they made you put them on in the line, but no one really enforced it inside.
No, I mean, it'd be dang near impossible to.
But I had my booster shot, so I got 3 lines on my thing.
Ooh, booster. Okay.
Well, I think that's it for this one. We're going to make this quick because we're going to do another one. We're recording back-to-back seshies. You can like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, download the episode, hit that share button, tell your friends and family, your friends who are your family who are more like friends and family. You can follow us on our socials at 5MMPOD on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. You can tweet about the show using hashtag 5MMPOD. And you can send us an email to 5FIVEMoreMinutesPod@gmail.com with topic suggestions, marketing advice, feedback, questions. Be your friends. I don't care, man. Just email us.
Like, Kendra knows some coffee swabs.
Yeah. Send me your favorite coffee roasters. And, you know, interact with our posts and stuff. That'd be great.
That would be great.
But anyways, we appreciate you.
We appreciate you, and we're clocking out till next time.
Go slay some demons.
Woo!
Bye.
See you.